Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Peites, Sanhedrin 89a, pagination is 177, will start on the first of the medium lines, Masnisin, where the Mishnah begins. And our topic is Navi HaSheker, a false prophet, which is a capital offense. And we'll see how it plays out. But a person who says things in the name of God, which he never experienced as prophecy. In some cases, the person might be a total fraud. In some cases, as the Ramchal describes in Derech Hashem, the person actually is mistaken into thinking that the visions that he's having are prophecy, and really they're not. So, in order to appreciate the concept of a false prophet, we take a look at Parshas Shoftim, Chumash Devarim Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chaf, where Moshe describes Hanavi Asha Yazid Ledaber Dovar Bishmi. Hashem talks of a prophet that will intentionally say things in Hashem's name. Esa shalotzi visiv ledaber, that which I never commanded you. Asha yedaber b'shem Elohim acherim, he's saying it in the name of other gods. Umesa naviyahu, that's a capital offense, the person would be killed. We have to appreciate that speaking in the name of God to people who hearken to the word of God, people who care, people who want to observe, so speaking falsely is majorly wrong, totally misleading, creating worthless lives, and fundamentally, this is the most treasured concept, to follow God, and this person is misleading people. In the previous pasuk, Moshe was speaking, Navi mikirbecha me'achecha kamoni, a prophet from your midst, from your brothers, a live person. There is a concept of prophecy that Hashem conduits his word through a human being. The Rambam describes that that's the fundamental concept in prophecy, that Hashem does communicate with mankind. And over here we have a person who's a Navi Sheker who's speaking falsely. Now, the pasuk does say, V'chi somar bilvavecho, if you will wonder, Eicha neides hadavar ashalo dibro Hashem, how would I know that which Hashem did not say? I'm not the prophet, I don't know, I'm a follower. And the pasuk gives one example, Asha yidabra navi b'shem Hashem v'lo yiyya hadavar v'lo yavo. He says prophecy in the name of Hashem, and it never happens. Hu adavar asher ledibro Hashem, apparently Hashem did not command it. Bezadon dibro anavi lo sogur mimenu, in such a case, you should know, he spoke intentionally, and do not fear him. So, the pasuk describes a scenario where a Navi Sheker would be exposed, that he prophesies something, and it doesn't happen. Our Gemara is going to have an additional insight into recognizing that something is up. Let's see it in order. The Mishnah says, Navi HaSheker, a false prophet, Hamisnabe Mashalo Shoma, he's saying prophecy on things he didn't hear, Misasu Bidei Adam, that's a punishment that can be done by the earthly court, Aval HaKovesh Es Nevuaso, but a person who was given a prophecy and he withholds it from the people, that's the description of Anochi Edrosh Me'imo. Hashem says, I will seek retribution, but it's not something given to the earthly court. It is, though, as we see, a violation. Kovish Es Nevuaso, one who withholds the prophecy that's supposed to be related to others and does not relate it for their benefit, detriment, whatever, but it was supposed to be related to them, and he withholds it, that's a problem. So we have an example the Gemara gives on the bottom of the Amud of Yonah, the story of Jonah that we read on Yom Kippur. He held back the prophecy, whatever his reasons were, but he withheld the prophecy from Nineveh and he tried to flee prophecy. Also, the commentaries say that Yosef is an example of this concern. They wonder, why did Yosef relate these dreams that indicate that he's going to be the king over the brothers when he saw that it bothered them? He has one dream and he tells them, and then he has a second dream and he tells them again. And one approach is that he was worried that he was going to be in violation of Kovish Es Nevuaso. He was granted a prophecy and he's obligated to relate it to the people to whom it is relevant. Okay, let's drop down. Now we're about 18 lines from the bottom. Added two dots. Hamanave Mashalo Shoma, a person is saying prophecy on what he did not hear. Kigon, for example, Tzidkia ben Kenano. There's a story in the book of Malachim that describes a prophet, Tzidkia ben Kenano. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says that he came to Achav, who was the king at the time. Vayaslo Tzidkia ben Kenano, Karnei Barzel. He makes these special horns out of metal. And he tells Achav that you're going to be successful in your battle, and in reality, Achav is going to die in that battle. The Gemara explains that Tzidkiah actually was getting visions, and he was tricked by the spirit of Novos. Novos, you may recall, is the relative of Achav, whom Achav killed because he wanted to get the vineyard of Novos. Novos, now dead, is in heaven with Hashem. And Hashem asks, Dichsiv, the Pasuk describes, Vayomer Hashem, Miyefate es Achav, who will trick, seduce Achav to go into battle, and he'll fall in battle? A spirit came forth and said, I will seduce him to go into battle. And Hashem said, go do it, you will succeed. You will be the spirit that will convince them that they'll be successful and he'll go into this battle. Omer Rabbi Yochanan on the next line, Ruach Shal Novos HaYisraeli, it was the spirit of Novos. So the Gemara says that even so, even though he was getting visions, they should have been able to figure out that it's false. Why? Havalei Lameda Kedir Rabbi Yitzchak, because we have a principle that's taught to us by Rabbi Yitzchak, the Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Signon Echad Ola Lekama Neviim. It is true that one vision can occur to many prophets. But two prophets will not say the prophecy in the same wording, because each one is experiencing the prophecy through themselves, and they're therefore going to use different wording to express it the way they understand it. And so, Vayomer Yehoshaphat detected the problem, and he said, Ha'ein po Navi Lashem Od, is there not yet any prophet to Hashem? Amalei Ha'ika Kolhani, what do you mean? There's so many prophets, they're all saying he's going to be successful in battle. Amalei, and Yehoshaphat said, Kach mekublani mibeis avi abo, I have a tradition in my family, Signon Echad Ola Lekama Neviim, they could receive in one wording, the ancient Neviim is Nabim Besignon Echad, but they don't say it as one. They don't say it in unison. It has to really go through, Rabbi Kaplan describes it as the dream center. It has to go through their experience, and then they express it, and unless they're rehearsing, unless they're false prophets, unless they're meditating with intention to get a certain prophecy that will be profitable, they're not going to end up with the same wording. If they're truly receiving it from Hashem, they're going to express it differently. And Yehoshaphat was able to detect that there's something wrong here. Whether he was able to realize who the Navi Sheker was is not clear from the statement, but he's clear that he's not going to follow the recommendation of these prophets because they're not saying it in the way of true prophecy. We have this concept as well. I've mentioned it many times regarding Edim, witnesses. Beis Din knows that if the two witnesses experience the same thing under cross-examination, the two descriptions are going to be of the same event, but as experienced by two different people. And Beis Din, even though they weren't there, they're able to figure out whether the story really happened, because they're going to be differences, but they're still going to be describing the same event. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.